Emmanuel, Patience, and Serena, your children. We welcome you into our fellowship. On behalf of the congregation, we have a tradition that we like to... we like to give a gift of the Bible. With the love of this congregation, we welcome you into our fellowship. I'd also like to offer, and please forgive me because I know that we started, we like to give gifts, so if you would take that on behalf of the congregation, or sorry, take the name again, each other. So welcome to be, we're so glad that you're with us today. Please take that with our love. Wonderful. It's good to be here. To be a part of this fellowship, part of this congregation, and it's an interesting passage that we read, taken from Mark, starting off in verse 20 of Mark chapter 11. Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly, as I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Wonderful passage. Let me tell you, you know, we don't know how our weeks are going to go. I can say even my week this week, it went nowhere the way we hoped. There was so many problems going on around us, so many things were happening, so many things were taking place, and we were like thinking, my goodness me, what's going on here? You know, how are these things coming to be? And you know, life is just like that. You know, we go through tough things, and this life is difficult. And I'm going to tell you something today that is very encouraging, something that me and my wife have been talking about this week through the things that we have faced and through the situations that we have found within our home. And one of the things we understand is this, and I want to be very clear to everybody in this room, whatever you are going through, whether you're going through health, I know there are people in here who have been going through some real difficult times, been through some struggles, some painful experiences, health issues, all kinds of things going on in our lives, brethren. I want to give you some encouragement today. This is the encouragement that my wife and I take on board. And I want you to notice this, that nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. There is nothing that he cannot do or achieve for you in your life. There is no mountain that can stand before you that he cannot move if he desires and wishes to do so. And one of the conversations we had with one of our elder daughters who was going through a situation this week is, you know, God will not move the problems. He doesn't always remove them. He expects you to go through them. And so, no matter how much I want to take these burdens that are in my daughter's life and remove them from her, I explain to her, and my wife has explained, you've got to go through them. You've got to go through them. But trust God, because he will not let you down. He will not fail you, because nothing is impossible with him. We serve an unlimited, omnipotent God. The things that may be impossible for men, the things that pose problems for man, pose no problem for God. Because, as Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. all things. That is what our Saviour said. In other words, whatever you are going through today, and I know, congregation, I know this room is filled with people carrying struggles and burdens and difficulties and all kinds of things going on in your life. In Matthew 19 and verse 26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You try and solve your problems through the world, and you will not succeed. You will not achieve it. You cannot get through this life without God, and that is why the gospel message is so important to mankind today, because the message that we have of salvation is life-changing. It means that when we go through our burdens and struggles in life, God will take us through. He will get you through them. The Lord opened the Red Sea. He opened the sea. With God, all things are possible. Obstacles that seem impossible to man are easily overcome by God. Because our God is all-powerful. He is an amazing God. I am so thankful that I was given salvation message. I was so thankful that somebody preached Jesus Christ to my life. Because it means every day when I wake up, I know that no matter what this world will throw at me, as long as I keep my faith in Him, He will see me through. And He says, those mountains in front of you, I will deal with them. I will deal with them. You see, let me ask you, you know, what challenges do you face today? What is your mountain? You get up this morning, what is that mountain standing in front of you? Seems impossible, doesn't it? Seems difficult. What do I do? Do I turn around and walk away from it? Do I go over the top of it? Do I go around it? What do I do with these challenges in my life? Let me give you an example. And this is the lesson today. I want you to take this home. This is one of the simple messages of God's word that you can pick up and read every day of your life. When you are going through struggles, remember what God did. Remember how God delivered the Israelites out of captivity. Look at the example. There were the Israelites in bondage, held captive as slaves. That was their life. That was their mountain. Every day they wake up and they're slaves. Every day they wake up, they've lost their independence. Every day they wake up, they are tied down. What is tying you down today? What is enslaving you in your life today? What is standing between you and God and stopping you from having the confidence to know that God will get me through? I urge you, brethren, take this lesson on board. You know what was interesting? We see how in Exodus chapter 14, Exodus 14, be encouraged by this, brethren. Be encouraged by this. In Exodus chapter 14 and verse 10, it says that when Pharaoh drew near to the children of Israel, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us in to bring us up out of Egypt? If this is not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, so I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. And then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. You see, that Pharaoh approaches the Israelites. Do you know, sometimes when we face our burdens, we think, I just want them to go away. And so, you know, I was better off as I was. Maybe I'll just persevere and put up with the problems that I have. At least it's better than the fear of that I have. But these things are not going to be resolved. You see, one of the things with God is a resolver. He resolves problems. And when we stand there before these problems, instead of seeking God's wisdom and guidance and help, we say, hey, I'm just going to put up with it day after day. I'll go through this day after day. I'm going to do nothing about it. I'm not going to make any changes. And it's just like as Pharaoh approached the Israelites, as they stood at the Red Sea waiting to think, what are we going to do? They say, look at us. Look at this. We were at least alive when we were in Egypt. We're standing and there's a sea before us. That is their mountain. And they say we were better off where we were. Not willing to see what God can do. Not willing to understand that God will bring them through. They looked up and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. The terror was there because the Egyptians were there. In other words, those who held them in captivity were chasing after them. Does this picture sound familiar? The Egyptians had held them in bondage for 400 years. What has been holding you? What is that burden that's tying you down and holding you down and stopping you progress as a Christian to become strong and faithful in your walk with God? What is that? Why is it that we look at these things and think that God is not able to get us through them? And so we look at these things and we stand in fear. Does that picture sound familiar? They were trying to break free from captivity. And let me tell you something. When you try to break free from these things that are holding you back, it's going to be a fight. And you're going to have to be strong, stand firm, and keep your faith in God. He will get you through. You see, it's difficult, but with God, all things are possible. Don't forget that. That is the message that we have to hang on to. You see, God is omnipotent. He is unlimited in what he can do. There is nothing that I cannot take to my God that if he wills it, he cannot get me through it. He cannot help me in any way. He can do it. He has unlimited power and the willingness to use it to help you. No matter how frightening your personal Red Sea might be. They stand at the Red Sea and they see an ocean. And they think, what are we going to do? And so they look behind and they see the enemy and they cry to God and say, we were better off before. Well, wait a minute. You've not given God time yet to show you what he's going to do. What is your obstacle? What is your Red Sea? What seems so impossible in your life that you don't think you can reach beyond it? I love verse 15. It says in verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Why are you crying to me? Why are you coming to me? Without any faith or trust in what I am able to do. You stand there crying out before I have had a chance to show you. And let me tell you that fear can make you give up on what seems to be impossible. We can give up on it. Well, whatever that obstacle is in your life, whatever that addiction is, or whatever that problem is in your life,
whatever you were going through, you give up on it. If you don't have faith in God. And so the fear takes over. Listen, Christians, lose the fear and remember that we have a powerful God. Amen. And that means that, listen, I'm facing struggles and they're not going to be easy. And I'm going to have to probably lose things and I'm going to have to struggle and I'm going to have to go through this hardship. But listen, God will bring me through. That is the faith that I have in Him. And so He said, tell the Israelites to move on. Go forward. Fear can make you and stop you progressing in your Christian life. We don't go forward. We stand still and cry to God. God says, get your feet in action and come. I'm here with you. I'm at your side and I will see you through. Listen to this in verse 16. In verse 16 he says, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea, and I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, so I will gain honour over Pharaoh and over his army. Now, I want you to notice two things in those few verses. The first thing is this. Listen to God. Start listening to God. When God says, put your faith in me, listen. Listen to Him. When God says, I am with you, listen to Him. He is telling you that through His inspired word. He says, raise your staff, stretch out your hand. You think the water would have parted until He did that? No chance. That is the command. Raise your rod, stretch out your hand, and the waters will part. In other words, the impossible becomes possible because of God. The impossible becomes possible because God makes a way. And the second thing is this. I want you to notice this. God is also willing to intervene. Because God says, listen, and something else as well. I am going to harden their hearts. In other words, God is not only dealing with making your way available, but He's also dealing with those who are the obstacle, or those things that are the obstacle in your life. I will harden their hearts. What are they hardening their hearts for? So that they say, we will go after them, and they will march through, and that sea will close over the enemy. Because God is the victor. God can do the impossible, and God can remove the things going on in your life today if you are willing to put your faith and trust in Him. Verse 19 and 20. Verse 19 and 20 says this. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved, went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and he gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. Notice this in this passage. We see how the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. You notice that God is way ahead of us, and He's protecting us all around. He's thinking things that we haven't thought about. He's saying, listen, what I've told you to do is I've told you to go ahead. And I've told you to follow my instructions. I'm going to harden the hearts of those who are causing you problems in your life. And not only that, I am going to present a pillar of cloud that will move from in front and go behind you. And there will also be the cloud that will come between the armies of Egypt and Israel. In other words, God is protecting. God is protecting. He's a protector in your life. And sometimes we forget that. We think He's just dealing with us. God is dealing with everything. He's dealing with our illnesses. He's dealing with our financial issues. He's dealing with maybe problems that we're having in our workplaces. He's dealing with our relationships. He's dealing with all of those things, and he says, listen, as long as you put your faith and trust in me, I'm with you. I'm all around you. I'm protecting you, and I will come between those things that are the obstacles in your life so that you can begin to walk forward and get to the other side. And no matter how big your opposition is, we see here an Egyptian army, and protection comes against an army to protect the Israelites who were standing at their obstacle crying. And God said, stop it and go, and I will take care of all things. And in verse 21 and 22, we see how Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground. Notice something. God doesn't do things half measures. He doesn't only clear the water, he makes sure the floor's dry. He's taking care of everything. It's interesting, actually, you know, did you know some archaeologists have found chariot wheels in the Red Sea? They found them fossilized. Or you know how they get like the stagger, and they're there in the sea, lying on the side, standing up like mushrooms. They're in the only place that they could find where they thought it was possible to cross from one side to the other. We don't need that, but there you go, it's there. And then it's true. And so, one thing is for certain is this: I got my faith in this. That's all I need. I got my faith in this. I know my God. I know my God is real. I know my God is alive. I know this is his holy, inspired word. And I know that when I read this, it tells me that God will overcome. The waters were divided and the Israelites went through just as the God had promised them. Moses did the action. You notice that? There's something interesting here. Moses did the action, but God did the miracle. And sometimes we're trying to do it the other way around. We're trying to do the miracle and waiting for God to do the action. And so if they spun, if Moses never lifted out his hand with his rod, do you think the water would have parted? No, God could not do his miracle until Moses did the action. And when the water was parted and the land was dry, they were told to cross to the other side. And I want you to notice this again. God kept the water apart, but they had to walk through it. And you see in your life, there's going to be times when you're going to stand there and God say, for goodness sake, please move so that I can show you what I can do. I will make things change in your life, but you have to put your faith and trust in me. Are you caught between an army and an ocean? Are you stuck between those two things? You know, in Jeremiah 32 and verse 16, Jeremiah 32, 16 says, now, when I had delivered the purchase deed to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, oh, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. And I ask, are you caught between an army and an ocean and you don't know what to do? The answer is, put your faith in him and start walking. Back in our passage in Exodus and verse 26 and 28, back in Exodus 14, 26, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, which he did, and the waters flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed Israel into the sea. They followed because the Lord had hardened their hearts. They followed. Moses once again does the work, the action, and God once again does the miracle. And the sea closes over the enemy. And the enemy is done. And God says, I have just removed the enemy. I've just moved that mountain. Do you know what happened? The Israelites crossed over to the other side and they turned around, and as they turned to watch the sea close over the enemy, it says, then they believed and praised God. In other words, they didn't fully believe, It wasn't until they seen what was being done that they believed. Now the faith is this, brethren. The things going on in your life today, the things going on in my life today, the things that we face and we're dealing with today, start from now. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in Him. You think He cannot do it? He can do it, and He will do it. But we have to have that faith. Remember, God will do the miracle if you are willing to do the practical. That means that I'm going to stand firm in my faith. You see, there are days in your life when you won't want to be here. You be here. You be here on those days. Those days when you don't want to sit in this chair, you come along. And if you're at the lowest point in your life, you get yourself here in fellowship, in worship, in breaking of bread, in communion, and in prayer, and in scripture, because the God who we are worshipping today is the same God who opened that sea, and He is ready to remove the things out of your life. And when the Israelites saw with great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they put their trust in Him and Moses, His servant. You know, are you dragged down by declining hopes in your life? You place your hopes in the world and you're going to have a miserable life. I promise you. Whatever you're going through today, my prayer is that you will see that all things are possible with God. Whatever things you are going through today, God will bring you through them. He will heal your marriages. He will protect your families. He will help you get through your struggles. And He will help you face those things and come out of there stronger because of it. You see, with man, this is not possible, but with God, it is. And so finally, and Moses said to the people in verse 13 again, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You see, brethren, I want you all to sleep well tonight. Okay? I want you all to sleep well tonight. I want you to know that we have an amazing God and He will not let you down. Stand firm and put your faith in Him. We're going to close with an invitation. We're going to have prayers. If anybody would like prayers this morning, let me encourage you. Let's praise God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Baba, for that wonderful message.